Okay, folks. Look, I'm just going to lay it out where we are on Iran right now, which is pretty much nowhere, I guess. Trump says the war is over. Iran-linked hackers say they breached FBI drones, and Iran is now threatening the World Cup. Not sure how that's going to affect the deal. That just came down. I just got a text from a parent whose kids are going to the World Cup. Grown, I sound like adult kids. They're just very nervous. They should be. With Iran threatening the World Cup. President Trump says the U.S. has ended the war with Iran. Tehran said overnight, no final decision has been reached. And the Ayatollah has turned the deal down. At least publicly. I'm just trying to do the news. So 39 times in the last 65 days, Trump has said the U.S. and Iran were close to a deal, only have the Iranians openly mock the team, Trump, us, the U.S., and deny it. Iran's drawn multiple red lines in the sand and has violated none of them. Trump has drawn multiple red lines in the sand and has violated many of them. Yesterday, Trump went on Fox and Friends in the morning, really got the swirl going. He was going to bomb. He's going to resume the bomb. He's going to be ferocious. By the afternoon, he declared the bombings would cease because the deal was close. He claimed that the deal had buy-in from the Egyptians, the Emirates, the Saudis, the Kuwaitis, the Israelis, the Iranians, and more. Egypt then said they had no idea what he was talking about. They had no knowledge of the deal. Israel said it had no knowledge of a deal. By the end of the day, Israel was cut out, which didn't matter since they were never cut in and never knew a thing about it, even though Trump said in a True Social post, they did. Then Fars, the semi-official Iranian news agency that represents the voice of the Revolutionary Guard in Iran, said there was no deal. There never was a deal. There's not going to be a deal. Then overnight word came that the Ayatollah refused the deal. Then, as if to seal the whole situation, the Iranians started firing drones at commercial vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. So the president has said in the last few days that Iran is playing us. Less than 24 hours later, he came out and said that Iran was playing his negotiating team for suckers. Less than 24 hours after that, he came out and said that they were close to a deal with all those countries that didn't really seem to know anything about it. I don't know what we're doing. I don't know what we're doing. But that's what's going on. I'm just going to leave it there. I'll wrap with Mark Thiessen on Fox News, who shares my outrage that Iran and China, because it's really China. Remember, China did the satellite targeting of our bases that resulted in the death of those seven troops. That was just months ago. That Trump made a vow about China killing our troops. And Thiessen lost it on Fox News yesterday.
I'm not sure. They keep saying they're proportional. I don't know what proportional is for trying to kill an American. I mean, the president said that if they killed an American, that was his red line, that we would return to combat. Well, they tried to kill an American. As Trey Yinks reported, the drone landed in the middle of the Apache between the pilots, but didn't explode. So just because it malfunctioned doesn't give them a pass. We have to treat this as if they killed an American. Several Americans, because that's what they tried to do, and we have to respond in kind. And the goal should not be to get them back to the table. We've launched 13,500 strikes, and it hasn't brought them to the table in any serious way. That's a hopeless cause at this point. We have to decapitate and destroy this regime.
So, Juan, should the goal be to